KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Employees in Etegwini have been warned they will face the full might of the law if they are involved in fraud and corruption. Municipal truck driver has been arrested after he was caught red-handed offloading diesel from a water tanker in Reservoir Hills last week. The truck was supposed to be at City Fleet to repair a tyre. The driver, who was on leave at the time, was reported by a community member. Further investigations revealed that the theft of diesel has been happening for over 2 years at the municipality. The suspect was allegedly selling the diesel for 13 rand a litre. In a statement, City Integrity and Investigations head Jimmy Ngobo says cases of stealing diesel, asphalt tar, car parts and selling of refuse bags, stationery and the misuse of municipal fleet are some of the cases they are dealing with. He says they also have their eyes on other trucks that are spending too much on diesel per month. To the north, where Guadaguza Municipality says it's recovered most of the money that was illegally withdrawn from its municipal bank account. It says Absa Bank's fraud division contacted municipal officials at the end of last month, alerting them to suspicious transactions where more than 30 million rand was processed on the municipal banking system. Newswatch's Sakane Mhlongo reports.
The municipality says council was informed yesterday that Absa recovered more than 80% of the funds that were withdrawn, but two banks are apparently unwilling to return the remainder of the money. The municipality says it's appointed a lawyer who has filed an urgent application in the High Court in effort to get the remaining amount back. The matter is being heard today while Absa's investigation is also ongoing. The municipality had also appointed an external investigator following a council that decided that a forensic investigation was needed. Officials are expecting reports from Guadaguza's IT department, the financial management system service provider, and Absa.
Northwest Police say at least 13 more bodies of the more than 90 deceased illegal miners have been retrieved from the Bissellsfontein gold mine near Klerksdorp. In January, 78 bodies were brought up to the surface during a government-led mine rescue operation. It followed a standoff between suspected illegal miners and police officers. Before the operation, 9 bodies were retrieved by community volunteers using a makeshift pulley system, while 5 others died in hospital. And Ugandan authorities say 8 patients who were treated for Ebola in Uganda have recovered. The country confirmed 9 cases overall in the latest outbreak, including a nurse who died from the disease in the capital, Kampala, last month. The health minister says it's now contained, calling it a major breakthrough. 265 other people remain under quarantine for monitoring after coming into contact with the patient who died. It's the 6th time the East African nation has been hit by the Ebola Sudan species of the virus, for which there is no approved vaccine. The top story this hour, employees in Etegwini Municipality have been warned they will face the full might of the law if they are involved in fraud and corruption. It follows the arrest of a municipal truck driver who was apparently caught red-handed offloading diesel, which he was apparently selling off. More news at ecr.co.za for Newswatch. I'm Dineo Mpahlele.